An incredible maneuver from no doubt an incredible athlete, but it is a feat which cannot be duplicated. And I promise that the next time that I come back to Metro, I will cause havoc in the life of one Mr. Mike Seidel. I will cause all different types of turmoil. Well, I will get my rematch, and there was one thing is for sure, I will not be tapped out again. It is a numeric impossibility. It was a 1 in 1 million chance of me being tapped out the first time. Your lightning does not strike twice, ever.
The reason why we were discriminated against, you see, from the very get-go, you had him down. You had him pinned, and that referee didn't get to the three count because he was counting slow on the fact that he knows that you're from Monster Island, and he knows that you're working with the Magic Man.
It's inexcusable.
And you, Retro Rick, you, don't you ever come back here by the ring truck and talk to us again, because let me tell you something. The Danimal Dan Walsh is going to be here in just a few minutes, and he's not really very happy with you at all right now.
Excuse me, I gotta grab some Purell because I did touch this guy.
Hey, listen, I brought my bubble machine with JoJo Bravo out there to the fans to put some soap on those scumbags from Kansas Stinky.
Now we are in this.
And now I'm telling you something, Richard. If Dan Walsh comes out here, you're in big trouble.
Well, speaking of Dan Walsh, you know, your JoJo Bravo, obviously, we just made it clear that he came up a loser, and Dan Walsh did as well tonight.
Let me say, dude, I don't even want to talk to you about the match or anything like that. I want to explain to you that Dan Walsh and the Magic Man got the ring rodents of all time going on in the Metro Pro business. And if you put this on post-show questions, we're going to come after you, Retro Rick. And we're going to throw you up into that ring, and we're going to smash your face into a big old pile of thumbtacks.